It has been a summer where the bear issue has been front and center for many West Kootenay locals, and almost every candidate in the local city election said it is now time to step it up and deal with the bears who wander too close into town in search of garbage or fallen fruit. It is a trip that can turn deadly for a bear in a split second, and it has. It drew the attention of writer Ainsley Cruikshank, who looked at the bear euthanization rates across BC in a recent article.
And Nelson certainly wasn't the worst, but it was kind of... I think it was in the ninth spot in terms of the highest number of bears killed in that period.
Experts and conservation officers agree that the most critical step to take to keep bears out of people's backyards is garbage handling and taking care of excess fallen fruit from trees. Some principles that make up a solid foundation of the Bear Smart policy, which Nelson hasn't officially adopted yet, although three mayoral candidates committed to improving the city's garbage pickup to help keep the bears away.
The challenge is that when bears start getting a bit bolder, they become willing to break into a garage or maybe someone's house. And a conservation officer I spoke with said that that's really a red flag for them. That's a sign that possibly this bear could become a threat to public safety. And that's when they might end up euthanizing the bear.
In a statement from the city to the Narwhal, city manager Kevin Cormack said the city has a robust wildlife attractant bylaw, which includes penalties for those who do not do their part, but the city didn't say how many have been fined. A past effort to sell discounted bear-proof garbage bins to the community also didn't take off, the city told the Narwhal in the article. Nelson is still waiting for an organics waste diversion program to be implemented, but until then we'll have to deal with a two-week garbage pickup. Writer Ainsley Cruikshank says the answer to the bear issue might lay in one of the most harmed realms for people to accept their own responsibility.
I think for a lot of people I spoke to, they just kind of feel at the end of the day that what's happening now and the number of bears that are being killed because of this human bear conflict is just something that they don't feel is acceptable. And so that's why I think they're calling for the city to actually invest in some of these things. And I mean, the other aspect is that some of these things are more around behavior change. And so there might be some cost tied to that, but it's probably not that high. It's more just around changing our habits.
The new Nelson City Council will be sworn in on November 8th, and it remains to be seen when the new elected officials of Nelson will revisit the bear issue. Reporting in Nelson, John Roon, KCR News.